Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So whose business is it? Is it your business? Are you the leader? Are you the CEO, president, or business owner? Do you set the tone? Or do you have a shadow management company? You know, those people that are always gossiping, those ones that are giving you a bad time, those ones that are telling you what you should do and how they think they can do it better. Now, so many of the things that you heard growing up turn out to be true and can be related to business. How many times did you hear one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch? And it can happen in your business too. If you have someone working for you who's not being productive, if they're a gossiper, if they want to stir everybody up, if they want to show you that they can do it better, well, we've got to think about what we're going to do about that. Now, if they can do it better, we're going to take their advice because it helps everyone. But if they're just mean people, if they just want to show everybody how they can just make everything turned upside down and your day is unpleasant, you need to sit down and talk to those people. You need to say, this is what are you doing? What's the problem? Why are you creating this problem? And if you can't solve the problem, if you can't coach them and get them to understand how we're going to run the business and what they need to do and why they need to stop doing what they're doing, then we need to give them the opportunity of their life, and that's to get another job. Now, of course, we need to follow all of the state and federal employment laws so that we don't get ourselves in trouble. But you can't let any person destroy your business. You can't let any person make it an unpleasant place to work, because if you do, you're the one that's going to pay the price. You have to show up every single day. Business is about making money, but it's about our life. We spend more time at work than we spend with our families. We spend our life there. We put our life work into it. It becomes part of who we are. It's not just a business. It's a living entity. It's something we're proud of. It's something we really enjoy. It's something we can help the community by hiring people, and we hold our head high when we go to meetings because we have a business that really works, because we've added a great deal to the community. But if we have people that are in there trying to destroy it, the gossipers, the people who just want to like stirring it up, it's not good. And you have a choice. Are you going to deal with it or not? Sometimes people don't want to deal with it. Sometimes they'd rather bury their head in the sand and think nothing's happening. And then it just grows and grows and grows. It's somewhat like a virus that spreads all through the business. And pretty soon everybody is in dissent, and you don't have that cohesive company that you once did. And eventually you have to solve the problem. So don't let the problem get out of hand. If you have a bad apple, don't let them spoil the whole bunch. Think about it. It's going to happen to every single business somewhere along the way. You are the leader. Lead. Make the culture, make the workplace a pleasant place to work so people can enjoy coming there. They want to stay there. They want to continue to work for you. They want to continue to prosper, and they want to help you prosper. This is Howard Lewinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.